coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
This is Energy FM Talking Sport with you through till 7 o'clock. JP joined by Malcolm Blackburn and also Dean Kearns from Ellen Vannon. And we're going to look ahead to the teams that are going to be taking part in the CONIFA World Football Cup. Malcolm, and you've got quite a tough group.
Yeah, I'll come to our group, I think, last, actually, JP. I think we'll look at the other groups. If we go to the other side of the draw from Ellen Vannon, we're looking at Group 3 and Group 4. We obviously won't meet any of these teams the way it works until hopefully we get to the final. If we get knocked out earlier on, we might meet them in playoffs. Group 3 is a really interesting one. Padania, European champions from last year. Fantastic footballing outfit. Fully professional. Every player plays in generally in Italian leagues. But this year they've brought in as well the captain of, I think it's Lithuania.
I did see.
Yeah,
something
I think
that,
the cat who's got something like 70 odd caps, international football caps, but it's Padanian. So they've obviously upped the game as well. They have another player there, Andrea Rotta, who's played at the highest level of Italian football. And the next team is again you've got Szekélyalföld. The Hungarians, again, they've got four players in that squad from the Romanian First Division. So, again, a very, very good outfit. We played them last year in the Europeans and they gave us a football lesson. It's the biggest defeat we've ever suffered in a CONIFA tournament and we were 4-0 down within 20 minutes. We came back to 4-2. And actually, they said if we'd had another 15 minutes, we might have managed to get an equaliser, but they gave us a lesson. The kicking boys in that group, I think, are going to be Tuvalu. I don't know whether you know where Tuvalu is or what it is.
No.
It's a Pacific island.
I think it would be a pointless answer, though, wouldn't it?
It would. But Tuvalu has been on the main news.
Okay.
It's one of these islands that will disappear in the not-so-distant future with the rising sea levels. So they're going to be, a kicking team. And then you've got Matabeleland. Now, they could be outsiders that are going to shock a few people. They have got some internationals from the likes of Zimbabwe playing for them. They've been together now for nearly 2 months training. I saw the video from where they are, but they train on what I would term more like a gravel car park.
Okay.
But that could be an advantage.
Yeah.
They're obviously as well going to be a very fit team. So that could be interesting. But my two to get through from that group to go to the quarters would be Padania and Szekélyalföld. Group 4, obviously we know about the Punjab. We beat them 2-1. They were, or according to them, short a few players on the day. I don't think it was as many as they made out. I think it varied from the start. It was two players. By the time we'd beaten them, had gone up to about five. But they're going to face, I think, quite a tough group. You've got United Koreans that basically are a club team that play in the Japanese second tier, win it, but can't get promoted because they're Korean. So they stay in the second tier year in, year out. They do their player-manager played in the 2010 FIFA World Cup. He played against both Portugal and Brazil. They're going to be a decent outfit purely because they play together week in, week out. Western Armenia, again, full of professionals. Narrowly lost in the Abkhazia World Cup to get knocked out a bit earlier on than they probably should have done. So there, I would say out of that group, Kabylia should be the kicking boys in that group. So you're looking between two out of them three. I would go for Western Armenia and the United Koreans. I think Punjab might get a bit of a shock. And then we go to our side of the draw. We look at group two. two of the big hitters, Abkhazia, who are the world champions, current world champions, Northern Cyprus, which include a player from Galatasaray. Abkhazia is mainly made up of Russian Premiership players, or a few anyway in there. Kopetchpachala, we played them in the playoffs in the Europeans. It was 3-3 at full time. They beat us on penalties. And probably the kicking boys, but probably the team everybody wants to see, Tibet.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fantastic to see a team from Tibet in the World Cup. So out of that group, I think it'll be Abkhazia and Northern Cyprus. And then we come to our group. Whoever gets through from our group, Group 1, is going to face a really tough job in the quarterfinals against two of the favourites. Can Ellenbanden get out of the group? I believe they can. But I think it will be hard and tight. I think Cascadia are going to be a shock. If we can win that first match, obviously, as you know, in all World Cups, everybody says the first win is the most important win. Bernawa, we know, technically can be fantastic, but defending wise, when we last played them, they were atrocious. They had a player that Chris said, and he plays for QPR. We couldn't get near him, but he couldn't finish, and he didn't really have an end product, which was quite weird. Tamil Elam come from all around the world. Dysporia from Sri Lanka, but it'll include Canadian league players, Dutch league players, French league players. So it depends on what sort of teams he's managed to put together. And of course we've got the, as we mentioned before, Brower, the hosts. They're going to have home support down there. I know it sounds weird, Brower home support, but you know, they've obviously been in England and London now since as refugees from their country. So whoever gets out of that is going to have a heck of a job to get through the quarterfinals. Hopefully it'll be Ellenbanden. And all will be revealed a week on Sunday.
Right, lastly before you go, chaps, realistic heads on, what is a successful tournament? Malcolm first.
To me, getting out of the group. Right. If we can get to the quarterfinals, I think for one of the smallest nations, competing nations in CONIFA, which is what we are, you know, we're playing countries that can select from 20 or 30,000 footballers. Yeah. Chris Bass is selecting from 40 or 50. To achieve that is kicking above our weight. Anything past that to me is a dream, and it would be absolutely amazing. So yeah, my target, if we can get in them quarterfinals where the TV coverage goes up a notch, you know, there's proper commentators, etc., etc., not just on live streaming, I think the island will come alive to the tournament.
And Dean, what are your thoughts?
I believe we can get to the semi-final, and we could progress from that.
That's it. Once you're at the semi, anything can happen.
Exactly.
Eh?
And to make it even special, if we get to the semi, that's the day of my birthday as well. Oh, so just thought I'd advertise that out there.
25,
yep.
There you go, quarter of a century on the planet. Right, chaps, thank you very much. We'll be speaking to you, Malcolm, throughout the tournament.
Yeah, looking forward to it, JB. I hope I don't get you up too early.
And all the very best, Dean. And hopefully it'll be a very, very good birthday indeed. All the best to Ellenbanden.
Thank you, JP.
Thank you very much, JP.